Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says in this week's Parasha Hukat that Miriam HaNeviah passed away in Kadesh. Chazal ask why the death of Miriam was juxtaposed in the Torah to the Parasha of the Para Aduma. And Chazal answered, it's to teach us, just like the Para brought Kapara, so too the death of a Sadiq brings Kapara. The Zohar HaKadosh writes, the death of a Sadiq is like a Korban going up to Hashem. When Aharon went up to Hor HaHar later on in the Parasha, he was wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, something that is forbidden unless one is actively involved in the Avodah. So how could Aharon wear them then? The Sefer Sha'ar Bat Rabim answered, because Aharon knew he was going there to pass away, and because he was a Sadiq, his death was like a Korban. And therefore, since he was involved in Avodah, he was allowed to wear the Begdei Kehuna. The Midrash says, just like a Korban needs the knowledge of its owner to be brought, so too when Hashem takes a Sadiq from this world to bring about Kapara, it's only if the Sadiq would want it. When a Sadiq becomes a Korban, he is credited for saving countless lives and is elevated to the highest places in Gan Eden. In Elul of 1963, the Yeshiva Shevet Sofer in Yerushalayim decided to go to Meron to pray by the Kever of Rabbi Shimon and his son Rabbi Elazar, whose yahrzeit was on the 25th of Elul. They went in a vehicle called a lorry truck, which was open on the top. When they arrived, they prayed Arbit by the Kever, and that night was like Yom Kippur for them. They all recited the entire Tehillim there, then rested for just a couple of hours, then went to the mikveh and prayed Shahrit. The Bachurim from the yeshiva convinced the driver to go to the mikveh with them as well. Afterwards, they left to go back to the yeshiva, and as they were driving on a swervy road, the driver lost control of that vehicle and the entire truck flipped over numerous times down a short mountain. Miraculously, most of the passengers survived, but lo aleinu, three Bahurim as well as the driver did not. Those Bahurim were the best in the yeshiva. Mordechai Folk, Yitzchak Nachum Neustadt, and Avraham Binyamin Friedman Zichronam Levracha. They were all outstanding learners and had sterling midot. The news quickly spread of this colossal tragedy. No one could believe it. Such pure individuals dying in such a tragic way. Many weeks later, Mordechai Folk Zatzal appeared to his friend, Ze'ev HaLevi, in a dream. Mordechai's face was shining. He said, I see how much pain you're in. I'm here to take some away. Don't feel bad about what happened. To you, it looks like a tragedy. But in the world of truth, it's a totally different picture. I couldn't be happier. The moment I went up to Shamayim, I was escorted into Gan Eden, and I was allowed into the abode of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Since I was zoche to give up my life on a trip to pray by his grave, you remember how much I pushed myself to read the entire parasha twice with Targum and every single Rashi on Friday afternoons? Now I'm able to learn the parashiyot with Rashi himself as my chavruta. Can you imagine anything better than that? Ze'ev HaLevi asked him, why did you and the others die such a horrific and tragic death? And how were you able to go straight to Gan Eden? What happened to the court case with strict judgment? Mordechai answered, this past year, there was a decree on a large number of Jews in Israel to be taken in a very tragic way. Hashem had pity on his people, and instead, he took korbanot on behalf of the Sibur, four pure neshamot. Why us and why the driver? Was all deep-rooted calculations. How was it that no one else died when a truck flipped over numerous times down a mountain? It's because we were the only ones meant to be taken. Not only that, every scratch and bruise and broken tooth that each person experienced was done with deep calculations, all determined by Hashem. And we didn't have to stand in judgment because we were considered a korban olah, a korban that goes directly to Gan Eden, bypassing all the judgments. And with that, Ze'ev woke up. He wasn't sure if the dream was real or just his own thoughts. He went to the mikveh. He fasted and he prayed, asking Hashem to show him if the dream was real. Finally, 18 days later, Mordechai Folk came back to him in a dream and said, "It was determined that you are now worthy of me coming back to you. The dream was true, and here are signs to prove it. In exactly 7 weeks, you are going to get engaged to a girl named Devorah Bat Shimon. And exactly 3 weeks after that, suddenly, out of nowhere, your Kala's uncle will appear. Everybody thought he passed away in the Holocaust, but now he will surface." And with that, he woke up. Indeed, both signs came true exactly the way he said, and everyone there knew the dreams were real. We don't understand the ways of Hashem, but we know everything he does is with such deep-rooted calculations and always for our best. Shabbat Shalom.